Welcome back to Not Fast, Just Furious here. We had a full crew tonight. A little bit different show than we normally do, so let's just go ahead and get going on it. That's the longest you've ever been there.
His finger was on the pause button. You couldn't wait a decimal of a second.
That's true. I was literally hovering. I just wanted to beat the drop for a second. That's all I wanted. Shut up, Siri.
I'll watch you.
Host tonight.
I got to host tonight? Yes, well, sir. Shit. All right. We'll start off. We didn't do anything cool this week, actually.
Yeah, this weekend.
This weekend has been a lame week. Nothing crazy. This week, we're going to kind of...
WrestleMania.
Are we gonna call? Yeah, we were watching WrestleMania, and now we're here. Are we gonna call Tom Brady? I mean, we can. It's up to you. But I mean, it's not Tom Brady. It's just some guy.
No.
I mean,
here's the thing. One of these times, I'm gonna answer.
I hope it's not. I want someone to answer.
Just what? We're gonna figure it out right now. I'm gonna call. Hey. What if I might make it my new best friend? They're calling Tom.
God. Yeah, we're done with this. We'll be right back.
Then we...
Ooh, it's hot, Jay.
You hear in the background Brody saying you didn't answer. It's at one of these times I think it will truly happen. But that's just the hope and desire that I want this to happen. It looks to be a good time. It's like, hey, we could have talked to Tom Brady.
Somebody or something is going to
call
him
back. What do you mean by
something?
If I just get a random phone call from his number? I didn't think it was his number. I never saved it in my phone saying Tom Brady's number.
But I'm on.
Let's not dwell on this.
Yeah, let's move on, because this is something we've talked about doing, I would say, for a month. We want to try, maybe not always beer necessarily, but we want to try a new beer, seltzer, whiskey, bourbon we've never tried every week. So we ran out to Walmart today, our new Walmart. They redid our Walmart. We have a lot of craft beer now. This is vanilla porter. It's roasted malt with notes of vanilla. It's from Breckenridge Brewing, and I thought it was fitting because we're going to Colorado next week. So, what's that, Breckenridge? But oh, dude, I can bring a bottle opener.
I got to figure. Hey, Brody, get my keys.
That was so anticlimactic.
I was looking up the cap the entire time.
That was so anticlimactic.
He's gonna try to twist this. This is not twisting. And right there shows you the quality of beer.
And honestly, we are. It's not a can. And we're open to suggestions on this too. I would say craft beer wise, I haven't had a whole lot. So maybe a lot of local stuff for the most part. But I'll drink Fat Tire and then some Boulevard. It's another local one here. Boulevard's on too. We got from Kramer's work.
Birdie
can't find a bottle. There's one in the coffee table too. I can't believe I just did that. That was so bad. Jared, it's also a requirement you try the beer every time.
I will try a sip.
No, you try it.
I'll try a sip.
You will have a swig.
Yeah. Jay, I want you to Wayne swig it though. Every time.
Instead of bottle fully back.
Yeah. I'm gonna bring in the bottle opener out. We have in my truck that you gave me that once, but I never brought inside. Yeah, that one. I want it in my truck. I want to pop my own. I'm a man. You can pop it in, Jay. Oh, we didn't get you a beer, Kramer.
Oh. Jay would drink me.
All right. Zach's just swinging. I thought we were
going to have
you. What's your thing? No, being dead honest. We didn't sponsor this or anything. We're just trying beer. If you don't buy it, say it.
That ain't bad. That ain't bad. Hey, Brody, you said you wanted to try this?
Yeah.
You guys both can try that one.
If you want found to. It.
Oh, man. Hey, give me that now. I need that. Hey, you got to try that if you want this one. Brody, man, not Brody. You can try it too if you want. Hey, Brody.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. The aftertaste to it, I'm not a big fan of.
That's really sweet.
It's way too sweet.
But then it gets also a porter. But then also it's on the IPA.
Like this is the first border porter I've ever drank. Meg's drinking MGD and she won't even try this.
There's a good smell to it. It
smells great. Jay, try it.
No, we didn't try it.
Jay, take a swig.
It really doesn't have much flavor.
It tastes like Miller.
It smells really vanilla-y.
I think it smells good.
Yeah.
It smells good.
This might be Jay's beer. Oh shit, this is the first time that I've seen Jay's
beer. Not really. I just don't like beer.
It's just so sweet.
I will drink it. I will drink
ooh,
it.
That, I can taste
this it. Six pack will not be wasted. That's what I will say. I don't know if I'm not
sure. That's for sure.
I feel like that's going to be most of these. Like, it's just hard to
beat. 5.4?
Hey, really?
So,
let's go.
There's that vanilla porter from Breckenridge Brewing Company.
Well,
these are the people.
Beer.
But later, yeah. hold on.
These are the people who make Fat Tire as well. We all love Fat Tire. Fat Tire is delicious. Mm-hmm. But I will say the way I picked these are the box and the bottle, which was the coolest. And
he's not wrong. No, we sat at the beer section at Walmart.
You know.
We sat at the beer section at Walmart for a good 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And he just walked around and said, these bottles are cool, I want to get this.
Yeah, this is cool. I think this could be worse. Let's do one out of five with decimal points.
Decimal
points? Oh.
Jefferson.
Oh my gosh.
Like, unbiased?
Yeah. How would you be biased?
I just don't like beer.
Well, Jay, you're still trying something.
What would you
be? We're trying to convert
2.5.
It's higher than I thought you'd give it.
Exactly.
I'm not getting out of my way to try this beer and drink this beer ever again. Is it like a 1.4?
I think I'm going like...
It's kind of rude, Kramer.
Well, I'm being dead honest.
I'm going 3.3.
The best part is I actually like vanilla.
I'll go 3.3 on her. I mean, I will drink this. If you give me this, I will drink this. I'll wash it out with MGD.
Yeah, so that right there just shows you need to shed shit on
drink?
That beer.
What's that? No, this is getting warm. That one's still real cold. I gotta finish this one first.
I would give it like... 1.6.
You don't like it at all either?
It's not like, I could drink it without spitting it out, but it's like the aftertaste and it's so goddamn sweet.
What would you give the beer that you bought earlier too? What was that one?
No, oh, that beer, the Boulevard Seltzers. Oh, he loves those.
They're good.
I like the Boulevard
Seltzers.
More lemon? Should be plenty in there.
Go try one.
You want one, grab it. There's cashew.
We should have done this last week with cacti.
Yeah, we should have done it with cacti. Mm-hmm.
Or this is going to be
your cacti, not cacti. That cacti, it's Travis Scott's hard seltzer. It's what, 7% agave spike seltzer. It's damn good, actually. I've been drinking a lot of it, but it is expensive. But
I just fuck it.
How much is it?
I think $15.99 for a 9-pack is what it was. But
which one are your favorite out of those?
The cacti.
Yeah.
I like the strawberry, then the lime. I don't like pineapple flavor.
Pineapple
was
so fucking good.
So I don't
good,
like
pineapple.
I like pineapple, strawberry. I don't like the lime.
The lime tastes much like Sprite to me, and I like Sprite. And I don't want like Sprite to ruin my. Like, say if you get sick, I drink Sprite. So I don't
but if you get sick and still want to get lit, you drink a
lime.
You drink the lime. You can. There's ways around this.
Hey, cool. And like I said, Twitter, Snapchat, YOLO, whatever it be. If you guys have any suggestions on something here, I know there's a lot of crappier guys out there. We're not so much that. I mean, we drink beer. I like them all, but
and don't send me no basic ass fucking Bud Light.
Yeah, if you send me like and tell me to try like Coors Light, I'm gonna track your IP address. I'm gonna come kick your ass.
Yeah, I would laugh.
But well,
that's not hard.
Nothing but a stove. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, fucking nightmare zone.
Okay.
Alright, this week we're rolling along with the urban legends we did recently. Excuse me. Like I said last week, I found this list and there's 11 topics on the list.
Rocco! What's Rocco want?
There's 11 topics on the list. And I like the list a lot because it wasn't very standard. There's a lot of different stuff on here. Like last week we talked about like the fake cop deal, and I'm not talking about that because you need to watch the last episode if you want to hear about it. So we're gonna go through and we're just gonna kind of pick a different one every week and go through this list, and if we like it, we'll keep doing it.
No, you just half ass time an idea on what I didn't think of. Was it 1 through 11 you said?
Yeah.
But that whiteboard up here, the number 1 through 11 is Mark them all.
I need to hang the whiteboard. I will.
I mean, I can reach my arms up there, so you need to write on stuff.
Yeah, we will. I'll get the whiteboard home. I just don't feel like doing it tonight.
I'm going to probably get a wire.
I mean, this is too much detail, but we're going to get a wire because I don't want to have to do multiple holes in the sheetrock because I just finished this. And now there's a big dent from Zach ramming the scooter into the door, but that's different.
Kramer made me do it.
I wasn't here, but I heard it was quite bad.
All right, so we're going to let Megan pick this week. Number 1 through 11, 8 has already been taken.
Five. Just because Zach told me to
put it on. Ooh, can I guess what 5-5 is?
Yeah, guess, you can guess on it.
Is it the 5G type stuff they're talking about?
Not even close. I don't know what this is, and similar to last week, as we said, this, what, is... they're about to reading it all, so I was going to read it. This is the Leaping Tower. Leaping Lawyer shit. There's pictures of towers that threw me off. Sorry. Sooner or later, Toronto residents hear the tale of a lawyer who had a peculiar fondness for running full bore into his office windows to demonstrate how strong they are. This is so stupid. This practice caught up with him eventually as he crashed into the window and went sailing to his death. This hobby was practiced by Gary Hoy, a senior partner in an area law firm with an office on the 24th floor on July 9th, 1993. Hoy made his signature tackling someone to impress some visiting law students. The pain finally broke and sent him plummeting to his death. In the eulogy, managing partner Peter Lowers called Hoy one of the best and brightest in the firm.
So what's this?
I've actually seen that on A Thousand Ways to Die.
This guy's
really,
just,
really?
Yeah, this guy's just stupid. This isn't.
Well, no, he was running into his window to flex, like, oh yeah, these windows will never fucking break, and then the fucking window frame broke.
I could definitely want to see that man. I thought.
Mm-hmm. It was
because out of time.
Oh my
stuff,
god! You got a bunch of cookies.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Everybody, welcome
Caitlin
to the show, I guess.
This is so
boring. Yeah,
Caitlin,
what are
you?
Do we
look like we're filming?
First of all, get your cookies. We're not
going to
interrupt you.
Are we going to call this one or are you
going to do it? Oh, yeah, we're talking about it right now.
Okay,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Brody's gonna be so mad.
Oh, let's get one for Brody. What?
We're not getting one?
No, he's not good yet.
Oh, he's going to raise hell. Oh,
Helmet, why are we gonna be fine? Let's go back to podcast.
Yeah, let's go back to podcast.
I don't want to talk about what
But isn't an urban legend?
I'm full it's not. Man.
It's just like a. Is it like this?
It's a actual. It's a factual. Way someone not?
Size do 6.
Yeah.
Good job, man. You
if this one sucks, I'm scrapping the list.
So good job.
The body is really bad. Come on. Vacationing couples, newlyweds, Disneyland guests, all been. Okay, I actually think this one's good. All have been the subject of an urban legend. I'm reading Megan. Urban legend involving notes of occupants who fall blissfully to sleep only to wake up to an awful stench coming from under the bed or inside the mattress. Closer inspection reveals that a dead body has been stashed away, presumably not anyone who has died of natural causes. This traveling tale has been confirmed multiple times over. At least a dozen newspaper stories have detailed hotel rooms doubled as body disposal sites. While the smell is usually apparent immediately, at least one couple slept on a mattress containing a body in Atlantic City in 1999.
Hold on.
They slept and didn't know.
How
do you not know?
How do you not feel that? How do you not, lumping mattresses
over just one? No, dude, that's a good thing. Like, do you know how many dead bodies are discovered in hotels every year?
That's a hotel. Like, you're gonna go. I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying,
hotels.
Are you gonna go through your hotel bed?
I finished reading this before talking about it. I'm not trying to be a dumb, so.
I thought you were doing that.
I don't want to, go halfway through to read it.
You're being a dumb. Anyway.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Colorado, Florida, and Virginia have also been reported. The 2010 guests at Budget Lodge in Memphis were horrified. Budget Lodge is what you get when you stay at Budget Lodge. In Memphis were horrified to discover they've been sleeping over the body of Sony Millbrook, a missing person. Fabric softener had been stuffed in the ceiling tiles to try and mask the smell. Okay. A lit candle or something. At least three other occupants had also rented the room since heard the appearance. The court eventually convicted her boyfriend, Lakeith Moody, of the crime. That's a fake name. This story's fake. No, I would say this one's kind of funny to me because I raced four wheelers growing up, and I traveled a lot through like Missouri, Iowa. I've been to Indiana a few times, and Arkansas. And we stayed in some pretty fucking sketchy hotels. I'm talking $30 a night for like six people. And this was like something we joked about so much. It never happens. We joked about this a lot.
But they know
that you know of.
Yeah. I guess that we know it. This some, I would say like we stayed at a lot of hotels. There's dead bodies in a hotel. Was this one? Like, I remember we stayed at this one. We all so funny. Cause though, usually you put a bed like on a frame. Not that tall. This bed frame of wood was like fucking 2x14. It was like this tall. You know, just a straight square. And we could jump over a body definitely fit in there. Like, there could be a body in fuck no.
Fair enough.
What, again,
it didn't smell or nothing. Like, it was just like, it's just like jerking around.
They tried to look.
I'm like 10 years old, Kramer.
That's the best time to move a bed to check see if there's a dead body underneath it.
Kramer,
what's going to be done? I'm 10 years old. I think your life is 10 years old, and my life is 10 years old. Very different. My life. Any other comments on this or?
No, never. Not that I know.
You've never even like considered this like possible. Like, kind of scared you a little bit, weird you out.
No,
it doesn't now. So thanks, Charles.
I don't think about dead bodies being underneath my fucking bed. Actually, last time I stayed in a hotel was in Florida, and I was booted to the couch the entire week. So.
You would have felt that body in the couch. You would definitely feel that one.
It'd be like Always Sunny when Frank hides in the couch. We have cookie crumbs everywhere.
It happened.
This was badass.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Oh, God.
All right. We're moving fast tonight. Moving fast.
Quick tour.
Days of the week. I'll make an intro for this at some point in the future.
All right. Fuck, what's the day? Today's the day. National Safety Pin Day, which I'm pretty sure we left off on last time.
That didn't look at my list. Yep.
So, on the 11th, National Pet Day, do you have a pet?
I do.
Hold up. Your birthday was National Pet Day.
Yeah.
My birthday was National Puppy Day.
Oh,
that's perfect.
More specific.
Yeah, he is.
No, what?
Matt, on the 12th, it's National Grilled Cheese Day, so we got to go to Pappy's.
Grilled cheese bacon burger.
Wait,
I had one Friday.
Make sure Kramer works and
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that's
you
work. What day is it?
It would be Monday.
No, I work in the afternoon.
Monday?
I'll be back for the evening. Monday, yes.
I'm hell late.
No, they'll live for lunch.
There's a chance I go for lunch. We like Pappy's at work. I had Pappy's for lunch Friday.
Oh, I'll probably be back for 5, so it's
good.
We'll see.
Pappy's more of a 4 o'clock type of thing.
3:30-ish.
All right. So the 13th is National Scrabble Day.
Wow.
I'm not good with words, so I was terrible at that game.
I don't think I've ever played Scrabble in my lifetime.
You did. You used to play Words with Friends against me all the time, and you fucking
That's
cheat.
Not Scrabble.
It's the same concept.
No, it doesn't say Scrabble.
He would cheat, though. He'd get the fucking app and make the words up for you. Just fucking cheat.
Yeah,
I thought it was so cool.
Why would you not do that?
Exactly.
Because that defeats the sportsmanship of the game.
I was the only one who didn't cheat. You just get really mad.
So, you wonder why you lost.
Would you classify Scrabble as a smart person game?
No. Because you can just cheat.
No. If you're playing legit Scrabble, it's like the board game.
I would say like kind of subjective. Like, I mean, just because you're good with words or don't mean you're smarter. You can be smart and not be good with words.
Sure.
Don't stereotype people.
I'm just saying.
Are you kidding me?
What the fuck, dude?
I just don't understand why they made the game.
It's fun.
How is it
Scrabble
fun?
Scrabble is fun.
How is words fun?
Well, Words with Friends is very fun. I like that game.
Craig, we're doing that.
That's just politics, bitch.
Yeah. Let's go.
Alright. The 14th is Moment of Laughter Day, so just laughing.
It's the what of laughter?
Moment of Laughter.
Oh, they said Moan of Laughter. I was like, that sounds
cool. Wait, that's the. What day is that? Is that a Wednesday or Thursday?
That is a.
We don't have to fucking be together.
Yo.
Why do you find so mad about
that? It just depends. What day is it?
I don't know.
That Thursday or
Friday? Hold out your wristwatch. Time it. The 15th is World Circus Day, which sounds badass.
That's a Thursday. 15th is Thursday.
16th is Go Fly a Kite Day.
I will not be
flying a kite. No, I'm not flying a kite.
I don't see myself doing that, but good looking at it.
No, real question is, does anyone enjoy, like, does that thoroughly enjoy people?
Kids do.
I never did that as a kid.
Jay does have a kid.
Why, right?
I don't have a kid.
Would you never do with your kid?
I don't have a kid.
Is there like a special moment you share with your kids when you're putting up a kite?
Yeah, when you put your house on the kite and you fly it up and then you discover electricity.
Move on. It's answered. You can move on. The question's been answered.
Yes. Right, that was my last word.
That's so valid. All right.
That was funny.
And that's the...
Well, is that... I need a Lost Lake CBD plug real quick. And you're the man for it, so.
I'm not really.
Jay?
We're doing
it. I need a Lost Lake CBD plug.
Jay, ASAP, 911, PLZ.
Alright, Lost Lake CBD. Help you with anxiety, depression, aches, pains, soreness, trouble sleeping, feeling off, maybe don't feel right that day. Lost Lake CBD will help. And if you go to Lost Lake CBD, use promo code NFJF for Not Fascist Furious, you will then receive 25% off your order, and you will always get free shipping. And it's a small business, you're helping small people, it's a great deal, and you help us out too, and I mean, it's appreciated. So you can get CBD oil and then a full spectrum. So Zach has used it some.
I've used it after I got my COVID shot.
Yeah, his arm's pretty damn sore from his COVID shot.
It was fucked up. I took some CBD and took a nap and I woke up and I have almost all my...
This was like 3 hours ago. don't mean that like this is like old. This was like 3 hours ago.
No, yeah. I used CBD. My wrist got fucked up. Was that in the middle part of December? Use it. Oh yeah, and MJF 25% off on using our code.
And I also used it when I tore my back up, and it did help. It helped quite a bit.
Helped Chaz get up.
And it did.
It helped. Helped it them. It was weird. It was very weird, but got him up.
How big do you think Chaz is?
All right, keep track.
Yeah. There. All right, so guess we'll roll on. Do we have another 2K League update today? Do we?
Nope.
Damn.
We still got a team. Raj is still leading.
Raj
is the team.
Raj has been practicing.
Everybody else is on the block.
Raj hasn't Raj hasn't quit shooting since they lost the last game. He's not having it.
We respect him for it.
We respect him. But we're gonna kind of roll in the questions, which we have a question from last week that I thought was a good one, is a little more detailed. So Zach and I decided we're each going to take one half of the question and kind of just compare together, and then we'll have a talk about the information, I suppose. Made that weird. Anyways.
You sound like you're, right now, you're talking in front of the cloud shirts. And
right now, I do. But we're going to go. So,
what the fuck was that?
Me alone. The question was, why would we be traveling to Mars and in more space travel when the ocean is on our planet and we haven't even discovered more than 10% of it? So why would we go, like, what's the complications or what's the reasons that cause things to be this way? And I tackled the ocean a little bit, and Zach was his job was on Mars, but he told me, hey, I'm doing my research for the podcast, and I looked over 45 seconds later and he was asleep with a hat over his head. So I'm not even sure if he prepped for this. We're gonna find out right now, but
yeah, we're sure.
He did not fucking do it.
I've done my part.
Then do it.
All right. Well, it's so easy for us to like.
He didn't fucking do it.
It's so easy for us to explore Mars and like.
It's easy for us. How? There's a
compared to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how?
Because it's easier for us to use like fucking satellites to take pictures and like map the surface of Mars. So I'm pretty sure
it's gonna be in Mars.
No, the radars that we use for everything to like, so they use radars and they can find out like the terraforming of land, how things are like, just the geographical makeup of areas. They can do it to places we've never even been to.
But why is it though?
But you can't do it in the ocean because it can't go deep enough because the water deadens the sonar. Don't have the
technology.
So the sonar can't be deep enough.
Another technology to map out how deep.
They don't know how deep it is. It's a
yeah, and also there's just too much pressure. Like nothing can.
Stop it.
Why?
We're getting there.
You're stealing,
my thunder. That's why I researched.
No, you don't just know that.
I did know that. So
the pressure.
Caitlin May, please.
All right. Drink your porter.
That's so gross.
No.
Yeah, those beers. This is beer's trash.
I'll try to drink it. I don't mind it that much, but this is a lot of beer to drink before it gets warm.
It's not good.
All right, well, so, Zach, is that all you have to say on the Mars dealer, or do you want to keep going?
That's pretty much it.
So it's because of the pressure.
What?
It's because...
What? What are you fucking talking about?
No, because we have better technology to, like, map the surface of Mars from here.
But yet, why is that we can get in the ocean now, but we can't get on Mars?
Because it's so fucking far away.
It's not my problem.
Alright. That's your answer.
It's at least, like, 5 miles away.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, you can go outside and point where Mars is at.
I can find it right now. Alright. Let's go in. I actually have some facts, I guess. Maybe I'm a nerd. I don't know.
I'm overprepared for this draft.
Okay. This took me 3 minutes. I just read an article and made notes. Okay. So more than 80% of the ocean is unexplored, and 7% is an MPA, which is a marine protected area, which means that they have decided this is... It'd be like conservation, basically, but in the sea.
No whaling.
Yeah, you can't do anything here. This is purely for research. This is purely for understanding. Although they probably just fill with trash anyways, but that's not kind of depressing. But
oh my goodness.
Okay, so the average human at sea level, normal average human, which I assume this is just an equation of weight on gravity, but 15 pounds of pressure per square inch is what you experience at sea level. Well, if you go 7 miles deep into the ocean, which isn't close to the bottom in a lot of places, that multiplies by 1,000 times. So that would be equal to having like 5 full-size jibs stacked on top of you. And also, as you said, as you go up in the atmosphere, pressure reduces. Well, pressure just heavily increases at an even bigger rate than it reduces. So that creates problems with expansion, making sure things are structurally sound, all that, which is kind of weird to think that... It's easier to go to space than it would be that.
Travis, you're an engineer. If you think
you're in strict job mode right now,
but yeah, I mean you're right. Like
5% of the sea floor has been photographed as it's.
I'm just scared of the ocean.
Only 5%.
If I can't see the bottom, no, thank you.
And also,
you know how many bugs are in the ocean?
A lot.
But there's no bugs on me.
Ain't no bugs on me.
I can't get far away from
that. Look.
But still, why is the fact that? Why can't we just go to Mars?
I would say they're...
The gravity and things like that? Like, the technology.
And they... I would say you
so
have
the,
a...
So the technology still is, needs more for both sides.
Well, and you, but absolutely. You have a great... We can send a rover to Mars, though. We can't send a rover in the sea to check this shit. Only 5% of the floor has been photographed. And they can't actually find. I mean, you don't know. You could fucking.
Isn't the Mariana Trench?
20% of it could be.
The biggest, like, whatever.
Yeah, the. What is it called?
The deepest Mariana Trench.
Yeah, that's what I read. It is the deepest.
Has anybody been to the bottom
of it? 7 miles. That's the one where they. The pressure. That's the one where they've done that. They knew that one for sure. But you could go 2 miles north of that, and it could be 40 miles. You never know. But, also, another big problem with this is, and this is kind of what they do with space exploration, but not as much. The food and materials it takes to get so deep into the ocean in order to actually do this is a problem too.
Yeah,
what maybe?
I love how you're playing with butt.
Yeah,
why are you talking about this?
Bless your birthday.
And also, another big thing is, I know. So this kind of goes both ways, but if failure happens, equipment can't be recovered. Which I would say with like space exploration, you have a better chance of recovering if it's like four. You'll get some of it back, but if you're not a failure under the ocean, I mean, it just sinks, obviously. So you immediately lose that technology and that equipment you had. So.
They're probably scared of getting ate by a megalodon.
Those are out there.
They're technically extinct, but how do they know?
Jay, you were in Florida a few weeks ago. Did you see a megalodon?
No, yeah, one got in the water. Nice.
Jay, did you see one?
I am one.
Yes or no?
No, I'm not
saying
that. Extinct. But I did see dolphins. They're cool shit.
Yeah, the dolphins will fuck you up, though. But I still think it's stupid. They're so shut up.
And this is...
Hey,
you're
doing your own podcast over there?
Yeah. She asked the question, and I was helping her. I'm very sorry.
I'm trying to drink this vanilla port. Leave me alone.
You really like the vanilla
port. I like these.
Trev's going to grow.
Meg, you know a lot of stuff about Big Ass Sharks.
All right, well, so what was the
question? Meg, what do you want to talk about? What are you talking about over there?
I'm talking about sharks, because sharks are my favorite animals.
What question, though? What was the main question JC asked?
It's in the rundown if you want to look. I want someone to do some research on deep ocean. Why can we go to Mars but only 10% of the ocean is explored?
Okay, well, there you are.
So, this is the reasoning why. So, I mean, there's a lot, but you know, I would also say it might be an effort thing. I would say space exploration is probably a little more exciting traveling the ocean and money, but. Musk could have done either. He chose Mars, so.
All right, let's get them.
I guess that's honestly the best answer.
More questions.
I have one question.
You've got one?
I will ask my one question. And actually, I feel like this question might have been directed, but I don't know how it would have been. It just seemed like kind of a weird question. What are the guys' opinion on bro code? What are some rules that qualify for this?
What define bro code? Well, I know bro code. Which part of bro code?
I mean, what are the guys' opinions on bro code? What are some rules that qualify for them? Define them.
Is that right or not?
Honestly, let's make that an actual episode.
I don't know.
That should be an actual episode.
I don't think I can talk about that much.
Are you
kidding? No.
Okay.
Hold on.
You are good.
We're going to do this on the next podcast. I'm going to do an executive decision on this.
I guess the host has no power.
Nope.
So.
The president does.
No, that's fine. We can save that. We'll do the same.
That's a good ass question.
I mean, I'm happy you thought of that because I really didn't, honestly. I'm going to put it in the rundown. I'm going to delete all the emotion shit real quick, though, because we don't need that.
That's the only question we have? Or you have some?
That's the question I have.
I have questions. Do you have questions, is that?
No.
All right.
What the fuck, JC and Tanner?
Rather have everything you ever wanted, but have a 24/7 headache, or be poor and no headache?
If I had everything I wanted, I would just want not having a headache.
Well, I mean, that's exactly... But
how bad is a headache?
I'm guessing the worst one in the world if you're going to have everything that you want.
Everything I wanted. Serious?
A little bit of headache?
I'd just be poor and work hard and be well.
Do you hang out with us?
Yeah.
I already have a positive headache every single
time. Exactly.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to say having everything I want and having a constant headache is like the second I get the headache, I just want it to go away.
That's just like being me with a punch head.
But honestly, I am the poor and no headache though right now.
Huh?
I am the poor and no headache right now.
I respect it. Damn, get room.
If you guys had a type, what is it?
Bird.
Alright, you gotta be really toxic. Like, really toxic. And you gotta really look like you wanted to ever talk to me. Or, I'm not gonna say that. One of these.
Oh, I was thinking.
You should have just said that.
Huh?
Oh, you gotta be a cokehead?
Yeah.
I don't like cokeheads.
Yeah.
That's what she said. I'm not.
I tried to whisper it, but then
Jay just... Yeah, Jay did a good job whispering that. Zach, Ty, go ahead and say your wife. It's fine.
I like women with a lot of extra bone.
With extra teeth as well. All
right. No. Zach Kramer, just answer.
Anything but blondes. No offense, blondes.
Blondes.
No, blondes are no.
Trap sent. He sent the blondes to Trap.
Jay.
I don't know. Just
blondes.
Jay ain't picky.
Yeah. I can't be picky.
Jay loves the moms. He's already got a bunch of kids.
Biggers can't be choosers.
She likes girls with gaps.
Why'd you raise your eyebrow when you said that?
Because I don't love you left that looking pair of gaps.
Did that one girl have a gap?
Yeah.
This is really
weird.
Hey. I know she's never going to hear this. This is so mean.
Alright, okay, we're okay.
Stupid shit.
I like what this is, I like.
I'm guessing this is Daemon. Why is Chad so much stronger than you? That's from Daemon. Because... He works out with me, I guess. He has a long run. Still kick his ass.
He has low steroids. I will
fuck
he has more steroids.
He has more steroids. I mean,
he's stronger than you. He definitely does steroids. That's how it goes.
He has steroids.
He has low center of gravity.
That's why he uses CBD to get up. Okay, yes. Alright.
He quit
quickly. Oh my gosh. Dream place you want to live?
Boston.
A finished version of the dwelling.
It's getting there.
You're almost there, bud.
I'd argue St. Joe, Missouri is the best place I could have been born.
Damn, why?
It gets worse.
I'm in Vegas.
Fuck that.
I'm not from here, so anywhere but here.
Where are you from?
I'm from Portland, Oregon.
I remember that.
Yeah. Fucking sucks. We have legal weed and no sales tax. And my parents moved here.
Blame them. I don't want to say.
No, I'm not asking for a therapy session about it.
We can. You can talk about it. We can talk about it. Well, it's just recorded.
Maybe after the here.
We'll do a different. We'll do a different podcast though.
Yeah, we'll do an own podcast for Caitlin's experience on living here in the first Oregon.
She'll put her own video.
Oh my god!
She'll put her own video on YouTube channel.
It's probably actually kind of funny, low key.
You know the Soft White Underbelly videos that I watch, where they have the person like sit on the stool in front of the white screen, and it's like real depressing. We'll do that.
here's some more random questions though that I had that I just came up with by either showering or using the bathroom. What is something random you have?
Wait, half the shit in this house is random.
Like,
you're holding one right now.
Yeah, this thing may get me. It's a bottle of paint. It's like a butt. And then my Master Chief Funko Pop, and then my Supreme Wheaties box in the living room. That's my three weird items I own.
Oh, I have
a poster for a frat boy house.
I did have a frat boy poster. It was fucking weird. I don't know why I left that up as long as I did.
We know why. But I have 11 of the Stranger Things Coke.
We're doing that.
Stop. That one broke.
It's so ridiculous. Stop.
You're like 5 minutes over there.
No, why did you have this before, damn it? I don't want to be that person, so...
Brody, you want one of these? Will you drink it?
I'll make some of mine.
Have you had them tasted yet?
Jay, you have.
I've had that Stranger
Party. 11 Stranger Things cocaine.
Frankie McDonald.
From when season 3 drops, I bought 11 of them.
Are you like obsessed with like...
I am. I really am. Let's go.
I have a Jedi bathrobe. It's sick.
No.
Doesn't sound sick.
The other thing.
Oh, the Jimmy Neutron pillow? Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I sleep with Jimmy Neutron.
Your chindo?
Neutron.
His chindo!
Does he have a callus?
Dude, he's got a callus right there. I can see it.
How is that weird?
What, a chindo? You don't like a chindo? It's your chindo?
The Jimmy Neutron pillow.
That's just so random.
That's a very
if you were to
lie
to someone drinking, would you say, oh, they're having Jimmy Neutron pillow?
Like Christmas gift you guys. But it's also a very random thing to have in your house. Like, I feel like not a lot of people have like Kanye posters in their house.
Yeah, well,
that's good.
I like it, but I don't think women do. So if I don't
the show was invited for your birthday.
I had a woman living here, I couldn't do that.
The show was invited for your birthday?
Sure.
I'll look for it.
Speedo. What movie do you quote the most?
Superbad.
Movie do I quote the most?
Yes.
Yeah, that's shit.
There was a quote on...
What's one random thing you own? You didn't say.
Oh, good lord. Yeah, you're right. What don't you own is what you should be doing?
I have a machete.
You just bought a hammock.
I do
have a machete.
That's not random.
For Christmas.
Yeah, he did buy you a machete. No, he bought Rudy a machete for Christmas. We did Secret Santa. And it's really funny. That's actually sweet.
I'll buy that for your birthday.
That is really sweet. He told me that, he said, I'm just going to like really hype up a machete to Brody when he's all real fucked up and like really convince him it's a good gift. And it got to the point where like Brody be all fucked up. Be like, Brody, guess what I got you? You know, no, he didn't say what I got you. He'd be like, Brody, you know what would be a really good Christmas gift? Brody was always like, a machete? And we go to B-Dubs and he just brings a fucking machete. And like, Brody unwraps a big ass machete.
I said, this is a machete, isn't it?
They look so pissed off. No, Zach would ask me every other week, what do you think of a machete?
Well,
I'm
on
like,
so.
It's pretty badass.
And Brody's not like an outdoorsman either. I mean, Brody doesn't need a machete. He won't camp with me because he has to sleep in a tent.
Just to say you have it.
Bro, to be honest, Is it out of the packaging?
No, you don't
I don't know.
It's literally sitting upstairs.
I have like a hatchet up there, and then I have like a...
If she's a hatchet, where's my hatchet?
What if you need it one day and then like try to take it out of the package and everything?
I have my own.
Okay.
I went to Colorado and I have this hatchet right. And this one has a stone.
Okay, this is a question that a person wanted me to ask. Binkley is one of them to ask.
Yeah, that's good.
But do you or anyone you know who sits when you pee?
Well,
that's not a female. That's not a female. Just say yes. Don't say names. Don't say names.
If I got to pee or I got to poop, I want to sit down. Does that count?
No.
Yeah, I hope you sit when you shit.
Well, no, shit.
No, he's not like when he's sitting.
I know. I stand.
Okay. That shouldn't be weird. I think it's weirder if you poop then stand up then pee. That's weird. You're fine.
And then sit back down.
That would be. That'd be weird.
Why not? Thank you,
Jay. No. That's psycho.
Because they don't even poop and it's okay, up his left and pee on his butt.
Oh my God.
Hey, Nick.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
You know anyone who sits when they pee?
Okay.
That means the other day, actually.
I don't know if I can really, like...
Yeah.
I gotta tread lightly.
Just say yes.
No, I gotta tread lightly. I gotta tread lightly. I'm not saying names. I gotta tread lightly. So, at my work, we had a problem. Well, I know some of that work had a problem. With people just pissing all over the floor. And someone, a woman who works there, she was like, well, I always told my kid growing up that, like, if you're not gonna... and your shit, you piss sitting down. So her son started pissing sitting down. So her son pisses when he sits down to this day. He's like 20. But something was said where they were talking about like, she was like, I had to post that on a memo to the plant that like, hey, if you're not gonna aim, sit down when you piss. I would have loved to see a memo of all like the old blue collar guys at my work that tells them that if they aren't gonna aim their shit to sit down and piss and just see the uproar.
That's okay. So those piss all over your work, pretty much?
I mean, it's a men's bathroom.
I mean, it's crazy, so does IHOP.
And
so does First Ward.
And bars.
And Kelly's.
People do piss everywhere in bars, it's gross.
Psychos lay on those bathroom floors.
Yeah, psychos get sick and lay on the floors.
Only when they need to.
And use the toilet paper as a fucking cradle. At 10:48 on a Monday night.
I was learning how to pace myself.
I come out of the bathroom peeing, and I look over, and I see Zach at the bar. And I was like, oh, fuck, that's a bottle of Jameson. And I went over there, I got over there as he took the pickle back, and he just looked at me. I was like, dude, you're going to get sick. I was like, you can't take Jameson. I'm like,
that's a good idea.
He got sick.
In October?
Badass.
At the ward?
Yeah, probably.
It was a while ago.
It was the Monday, it was just like you and him there.
Oh, yeah.
And me.
No, you guys were there because I took all you guys home.
We did truck stuff, too.
Yeah, we did.
I think we all got real icky. Except you guys, I guess. But I did.
But also got real icky on me.
Anybody ready to sit down to pee? Maybe JC or Tanner? I'm going to start talking shit on the show.
I think they do.
Your mom told me one time about how I think it was JC who came home drunk one night and laid in the bathroom just like you did.
We've all.
It's the brotherly bond.
No, I haven't laid in a bathroom. I haven't laid in a bathroom since like high school. When we would get sick for other reasons.
I haven't laid in the bathroom since all.
You know, I passed out in my basement. Then again, I had a lot of Patron that night. Good thing my brother picked me up.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, when I left, I saw
him. He did.
I saw the guy, Kramer.
Wait, is that all we have for questions?
Yeah.
I guess we're rocking a short show this week.
What, 40-something?
Yeah, we have to do it, because I have nothing else to say.
That's a damn lie.
Always something to say.
Here's the thing. We need to start doing...
if you have any tips on how to get better at Mortal Kombat 11...
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 11, I just got it.
We need to talk about Mortal Kombat.
If you can teach me how to play...
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about Mortal Kombat. So, they played it last night. I played a little bit this morning.
And Zach played it for like 2 hours. It was like 1 a.m. to like 3. We were fucked up last night. Just take... Bro, your turn. Just throw the controller back and forth. I was like, look at fatalities. And we do be like, whoa, that was fucking sick.
Well, I played... I don't remember who I was, but I played RoboCop on very hard, and I got the shit beat out of
me. He punches dude 3 times in an entire match of Mortal Kombat.
Yo, we should try to do the hardest level, man.
That's very hard. No, there's a harder one, I think.
There's harder than great ones?
I think it's an extreme or hardcore.
Bro, Jared's got his ass kicked on very hard.
I'll do the hardest one. Mine lasted like 10 seconds shorter than the other one did.
Who's on one dude? I'm on black dude.
That's the real
Black. Aaron Black. Dude.
He's a cowboy.
This dude is sick. He's badass. Yeah, I strive to be that guy.
I'm the only one who like looks up the move lists. And I found out this guy straight just pulls out like a repeater and like you can just fire it at people and shit. It's wild. But if you guys want to change the subject, actually.
Give a topic. About this. Give a topic.
Call him A, we'll call him B. April 23rd, Rough and Rowdy 14.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Ooh. We'll be watching. It's on a Friday. We will definitely talk about it on the show. It'll probably be the main topic of the show again. Brennan Kelly, the ninja, will not be fighting from what I see, so I'm going to have to harass other fighters to interview with me, and I probably will. I might.
It'll be hard, it won't.
I mean, to get the Venmo ready again. But I'm thinking Shizat the Rizat. I want him on.
So, or Swaggle.
Or the trailer park dude.
Swaggle's the only one, though.
His name is like something he trains in the trailer park. It's the guy who's fighting Shizat the Rizat. But we are be watching that. I recommend you do as well. It's great entertainment.
I love it. So,
and Hornswoggle is.
Have they announced the full fight card or just?
Yeah, I've had it emailed to me once or twice. Deleted it. Now I can't find it.
Oh, you.
It's around.
Plus, it doesn't matter. Like, we're going to watch regardless.
No, I'm definitely watching.
Definitely watching.
We might have had a couple fights.
Maybe find a new friend of the show.
Yeah.
So, wait, when is it? May something, isn't it?
March.
April 23rd. So, we're going to go to Colorado this next week.
It's the same day that Mortal Kombat movie comes out, too.
April.
Busy night.
April 17th is Jake Paul versus Ben Askren.
Yeah, we'll be in Colorado.
I might watch that.
We will.
Jake's gonna be in Colorado with us. I'm gonna sneak him.
Yeah.
Whatever, we're gonna kidnap Jake.
We're also gonna do a show from Colorado next week, and it's probably only gonna be Kramer and Zach, and I hope no one else. I'm gonna make everybody leave the room because I don't want too many people screaming on mic because it happens a lot.
Well, yeah, it's, yeah, especially because.
Especially with the cast we brought. So. Yeah.
No, you're not Colorado.
We're gonna need some alone time in Colorado.
Damn, that means I can't listen because then they're all going to follow me in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me and the boys.
Maybe take them for ice cream or something.
No.
Yeah. Take them for a ride around the block.
No. What, on the cooler? Take them one at a time?
Yeah. Who's
the cooler? We are the same player. That's actually not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea. Come on, Ferdo. All right, that's your
show. Let's go ahead and call it a show. Like we said, lost what?
Nothing cool.
Lost Lake CBD promo code NFJF, 25% off your order.
I need to cushion these chairs, man.
Yeah, I was
like,
these ones are a lot better. I was thinking that. But use Lost Lake CBD. Look on YouTube. I think we're up to like 29 subscribers, 50. We're still going to do a t-shirt giveaway. And I would like to get back on there and post some new content for the podcast listeners who listen to the show. I still suggest YouTube because we've done three or four things outside of the show that we posted there. And it's good content, and I'd like to start doing that more, but I appreciate it. Sure.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Brody, Meg, and Caitlin for coming on.
Thanks to Rocco for being a good boy.
Dr. Rocco.
You still talk?
Jake!
Okay, then don't think. Jake!